Ezekiel 14, verse 6 is our passage today as we continue our journey through the Bible. Here's what it says. Therefore, say to the people of Israel, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Repent, turn from your idols, and renounce all your detestable practices. You know, even in exile, Israel still had challenges. Even after being disciplined for their rebellion, they continued to worship idols. And as a result, God addressed the sin. He always does. The insidious issue of idols is not so much about the object. After all, the object is an inanimate piece of wood or stone or metal that can't see or hear or respond. But God explained that when we bow before anything other than Him, we set up idols in our hearts. The heart, the center of our mind and emotion and will, our heart becomes divided. We internalize our idols, and it, or they, become the focus of our hearts. Our idols normally don't show up in the form of a statue, do they? Rather, they are the heart emotions of lust, greed, avarice, pride, self-absorption, self-promotion, jealousy, appearance. The insidious issue of idols is not the thing, but what the thing represents. So here's the question today. Do you have anything besides God set up in your heart? If so, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Repent, turn from your idols, and renounce all your detestable practices. Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 6. Father, we want to pause and evaluate our hearts. We are asking you to examine us. Show us what's on the inside, even the hidden parts, even the ugly parts. Give us a good look at our sin. And then give us the strength and commitment to turn from that thing that turns us from you. In Jesus' name, amen.